All of this is discussed in the book of Hayd. We have it on the site, right? It's a book and lectures, okay. Because this is also a big subject. But, but in general, we can summarize some things here, which we mentioned earlier, but for the sake of summary. A woman regularly knows the end of her regular cycle. Okay, good. Meaning the purity by one of two things. By one of two things. The white discharge, and this is a white fluid discharge as a marker for purity, an indication for purity. It is discharged from the womb. This is one, and the second is the complete dryness. Complete dryness. Meaning, if a woman does not see the white discharge, but she goes through complete dryness, in this case, it is a mark that she became pure. And this is ascertained if she puts in the place white cotton, for example, and it comes out clean. This indicates that she is pure. So then she takes the ghusl and then prays. But if this piece of cotton comes soiled in redness or yellowish or brownish color, then she does not. She refrains. We know that the woman used to send to Aisha something of this like, seeing the yellowish color there, she would say, "Don't hasten until you see the white discharge." And if there is yellowish or brownish thing during the called pure days, then she does not consider that anything, and she does not abandon the salah, nor does she make a ghusl, because this does not necessitate ghusl. No. Because of the hadith of Umm Atiyya radiallahu anha, we didn't consider the sufra and the kudra after the purity anything, meaning anything that has an effect. And the kudra is the brownish water discharge, meaning we didn't consider it as hayd, but impure, necessitating ghusl of the place and wudu. Now, if the white discharge continues with the hayd, then it is from the hayd. And this is another element. Also, if the woman believes that she became pure, then afterwards the blood returns on her, then here she checks for the characteristics. If the blood characteristics, if the blood characteristics carry that characteristic of hayd blood, then it is hayd. Otherwise, it will be istihada. And if it is hayd type, then she does not pray. And if it is istihada, then she puts on a pad and then makes wudu for each salah and then pray and make salah. And as to the brownish discharge, if she sees that after the tuhur, after the purity, then it is pure, however, is what necessitates wudu only. And if she sees that during the time of haid, of menses, then the ruling is the ruling of haid. And the difference between the haid, okay, and the difference between the haid blood and the istihada blood, the irregular discharge of blood, is that the haid blood, the menses blood, is more dark, and the other is red. Also, the haid blood is thick, while the istihada blood is thin. And the terms of the odor of the haid blood is distinctly bad, and the opposite is with the irregular bleeding or istihada, meaning the smell of the haid blood is distinctly disliked. Also, the upon emergence, the haid blood does not coagulate, while that of the istihada, it does coagulate because it is irregular bleeding. And other details on this are available on the haid file we have.